following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! Go Cowboys!
This is Mixed Shots.
Streaming live on DallasCowboys.com and the official Dallas Cowboys app.
Now, here are Bill Jones, Everson Walls, and Mickey Spagnola.
We are live inside the SWBC podcast studio. Bill Jones, Everson Walls, and Mickey Spagnola has a report on the sun today.
There's no music on Monday morning.
No, but say what you always say when things go poorly for this team.
The sun came up.
There you go. The sun came up today.
It ain't got much shine on it.
Okay, well, you could also say that, you know, at least we got the losing game out of the way.
That's right. You want to get that out of your system.
Get that out of your system.
Plus, the game ended on such a positive, too. Got a first down on the last play of the game, Malik Davis, to avoid another three and out.
Was that maybe the longest run of the game? No, it was Dak's 9-yard run.
There you go. All right. So we've discussed all we need to discuss about Sunday. Against the Washington Commanders, it's time to move on to Tampa. There is no 24-hour rule this week. It was, how long was the rule this week?
Probably as soon as you got off the plane.
I was going to say, it was a 4-hour rule. It's not a 24-hour rule, it's a 4-hour rule. Move on to Tampa.
We pulled up to the charter site at 12:25 a.m. And I would imagine that's when you got to put that away. But as we'll discuss going forward, and as I wrote in my column, there's a couple worrisome factors coming out of that game that concern me greatly going into Tampa Bay next Monday night.
Can you speak on that, sir?
Let's set the table. We're going to do that. Okay. Yes. It's a hard breaking news Monday around the league. We've already had
several stories coming through.
That's right. Of course, Lovie Smith last night, Houston, Cliff Kingsbury today. Later on in the show, we may get into some of that stuff.
The GM, too.
And the GM also has resigned at Arizona, Steve Keim. But that's for later.
A lot of jobs open, right?
That's exactly right. It's around the league, it is a contrasting day from teams that are out of it and going home, cleaning out lockers, and teams that are supposed to have a lot of excitement right now, which is included right here at the Star in Frisco. You got to put that thing to bed yesterday and some excitement about what's coming up.
That were really excited about having that chance. All we got to do is just win this game. And so they go from that optimism, like you were saying, and now I'm cleaning out my locker.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big fall.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
At least the plastic bags aren't going into the locker room today.
Not on this.
Now you're in a mode of you put off the plastic bag from week to week to week, and hopefully it's not happening until you after the parade.
Then you have plastic bags after the Super Bowl.
That's right, and after
you have
the parade.
Champagne and everything.
All right, so we get way ahead of ourselves there, especially
yes,
what we saw yesterday. So now answer Everson's question. What was your question to Mickey?
What was my question? What was my question?
About yesterday.
My two factors that concern me coming out of that game forward. The offensive line, they need somebody to go place hands on Tyler Biadasz and make sure he's good to go from that high ankle sprain that created the offensive line shuffle.
Which did not work out well.
Was disastrous.
Oh, my goodness. That was crazy.
Not only could they not run the football, averaging 2.7 yards a carry.
That much? That much?
2.7.
I didn't think it was that much.
Well, I meant to go back and count how many one-yard runs they had.
And tackles for losses.
Or
negative.
Less.
Negative.
Or less.
Yes.
It went up because Malik Davis got 19 yards on 5 carries in the fourth quarter of the game. So that was nearly 4 yards a carry for Malik Davis.
They must have been resting the front four because they were whipping our butts.
Which helped them get to 64 total yards rushing.
Wow.
64. And by the way.
And Dak had 16 of that.
Yes. A 9-yard run, I think, was one of them.
Which scared the hell out of him.
Like, how much farther should I go?
So Zeke had 8 carries for 10 yards, and Pollard had 7 carries for 19 yards.
Barely getting his 1,000-yard season. Mm. I think he needed 12
He needed 12, and so he wound up with 1,007 yards.
I thought he was going to end up losing
all of it,
going back to 900.
So once he got to 101, take him out. That's the goal today.
93.
I am sure everybody is aware that without Tyler Biadasz in there, Connor McGovern took a step to the right from left guard to center. Tyler Smith took a step to the right from left tackle to left guard, and in came Jason Peters, all 40 years old, starting his first game since the last game of last season. And then on top of that, Tyron Smith looked like he was struggling with their speed rushers at right tackle. And so when you can't run the ball, you have to throw the ball. And if you have to throw the ball, you got to get your quarterback comfortable in the pocket.
He never was. Not
the
one
entire
time.
Game. And even when there was some protection, I felt like he felt there was ghosts around
him. Yeah, I believe it.
Right?
Yes.
And he was making just hurried decisions and
bad throws.
Bad throws.
He tried a quicker release.
Yeah.
And it was like he was just trying to get rid of it.
Yeah.
And it was just
because he knew what – I mean, I know they only sacked him once and had 4 quarterback hits, but I would like to see the pressures because I bet it was double digit. They were always around him, always around him. And so that offensive line shuffle, and there's really, other than getting Biadasz back in there, there's nothing you can do. It's not like Larry Allen's coming in around the corner, right?
I'd like to see Nate come around the corner.
Nate might be coming around the corner.
Well, I want to know what his take is on this.
And then speaking of the corner, that's my next concern.
Ooh, man. I had flashbacks last night.
I was thinking.
Everson coming around the corner.
You got anything left? I mean, they just signed Xavier Rhodes.
Yes.
This will be his third team in 3 years.
Mm-hmm. But third team in 3 months, too.
Yes. And released by Buffalo,
who needed a defensive back.
Yeah, they needed.
Right. That was very surprising.
And they didn't need him. And they tried so many different combinations, and then on top of it all, Deron Bland in the second half leaves the game with a chest injury and did not come back. So they've tried Kelvin Joseph. They've tried Mackenzie Alexander, who now has a strained groin, and he spent last week rehabbing.
So that's what's going on with him.
Yes. So
that was after 14 plays last week.
14 plays, and he was kind of playing in the slot when they moved Bland outside. And then they decided, well, when it's two tight ends, or two receivers, two tight ends, let's put Bland at left corner and go that way. And then when we go to nickel, we can move him inside, and we'll try somebody else out there. Well, Kelvin Joseph failed. They don't have Mackenzie Alexander. They tried Nashawn.
Kelvin didn't get any.
No, runs. He had no defensive snaps yesterday.
You're going to have to get him back in there.
And you know that, right? And then they tried Nashawn Wright with mixed results. I know he had the interception, but he keeps getting beat and just not aware. Mm-hmm. So then they tried, and we talked about it last week, Trayvon Mullen, who they had picked up, and he got scorched.
Wow.
Right?
Yes.
They've not given Kendall Sheffield any snaps, Bill, or even any game time. And we had to look up his first name right now.
That's why you said Bill.
Kendall.
Yeah. And now, you know, Xavier Rhodes, is he ready to go? Do they have to take a look at it? Because if Bland can't go, they're in. And oh, by the way, they're playing Tom Brady.
Yes.
And I don't care that they're 8-9.
Nope.
It's still Tom
Brady.
He's
going to attack the weakness of this defense.
And the secondary is right in his bullseye. They had a rookie quarterback playing his first NFL snaps in his first NFL start. Did you see him throw it, Trayvon Diggs? I think every pass went the other way.
Yeah.
Right? He did. Trayvon Diggs ended up with one tackle, which tells me that whoever he was covering wasn't getting the ball because he didn't have to tackle him. And I think that tackle was on a running play. So that means Sam Howell had the wherewithal to say, well, I ain't throwing over there.
Oh, yeah.
I'm throwing over here.
Yeah, but so veterans do the same thing.
Right. And now it's
veterans
Brady.
Veterans do the same thing.
I
was, trust me.
That's I was what I victim. Tweeted. That the good news is the Cowboys don't have to face Sam Howell next week.
Yeah.
I said, yeah, just Brady. Cool.
And by the way, and I'll get to where I was going with that. Well, I'll say it anyway. Oh, why? By the way, there's Mike Evans and Chris Godwin over there also, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
And did I not tell you, or you brought it up, and then I multiple times said it, you better watch this kid run in the football.
Mm-hmm.
And what did they do?
What'd you say, 800 yards 1 year rushing?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, and you can see it.
And
he's very mobile.
They called
we all
run
knew
plays.
That. We all knew that. In this room, we knew that.
I don't even know. Did he get touched on the touchdown run?
Let me say this.
So the cornerback position scares me to death right now. And somebody asked
cover,
McCarthy after
don't
the
game. Don't call me to play cover four. I can play cover two.
Cover two.
And I can work the flat. I'm not going any further than 15 yards. That's it. My lateral movement is still okay.
Well, they were throwing bombs away there for a while.
Well,
I'll turn that
over to my safety.
So how old is Tom Brady?
He's 40 more. You
are closer to the same, to Brady's age than what
Brady
some of these young DBs are for Dallas.
Guys, that's right.
You know?
That's right.
You think about it. So maybe you are an option.
Well, I just got to be spatted up really tight. Okay, make sure my ankles don't go anywhere.
So very important when we get and Mike McCarthy was asked the question about the cornerback spot, and he goes his answer was something like, that's a good question. I don't have an answer for you at this point. So that is a spot, and they exposed it, and it'll get exposed again.
Yep.
And so all the crazy crap that happened in that game, right, weird stuff, a punt snap dropped, a punt hitting the punt returner in the face mask.
Pro Bowl returner.
Just fourth and one.
Our most consistent special teams player in a long, long time. All of a sudden, he can't catch a
snap. I get it. You got beat. Fine. But these two things don't go away going into the playoffs.
They don't.
You know, I don't know that the loss devastates them and kills their confidence. But what caused them to lose the game is what I worry about. And I don't know if they can fix it in time.
Did we know that Tyler Biadasz was so important to this offensive line?
I just think not only him, but what the reaction to his loss was. Because now you've got two other guys basically playing out of position.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, three.
Yeah.
Because Peters was never meant to start.
Mm-mm.
He was a backup guy at experience, right?
I just looked it up, and Brady is 45 years old.
That's
and
what
so,
I was.
So
say.
You, Everson, are closer in age to Brady than all of the active wide cornerbacks on the Cowboys roster.
Certainly closer than DeShaun Wright.
I would have to.
Well, I looked at all of them, and you are closer in age.
I would have to dye my
at
hair.
63. Yeah, that's the only thing you got to do. That's it.
What do you mean, Lovie Smith didn't dye his hair?
Yeah, Lovie's fired right now.
Yeah, what happened to him? Well, it makes for an interesting week. The cornerback position, I mean, any position on the team, you don't want to be in the 17th game of the season basically doing in-game tryouts to see who you want to play at cornerback next weekend against Tom Brady.
Well, the other thing they did, and I think this happened after Bland went out, and I knew they were working on this, their practice squad safety, Tyler Coyle.
How many Tylers we got on this team?
They started working him as the backup slot corner. And so he got in the game.
Right.
And his awareness on that one crossing route out of the slot, I don't know what he was looking at. But again, it's one thing playing safety. Now you get closer to the line of scrimmage, you got to be a little bit more aware of what's going on, especially if you're in man, right?
You know, hey, listen to me. If you are a cornerback, a young cornerback coming into a game, you should never try to break on any route less than 15 yards. The first thing they're going to do is go downtown. They're not going to test you with a curl route, slants, and all of that. They are going deep on you. And that's what you need to realize. If you know he's going to be deep, just line up deeper and go wait on him. I mean, you can minimize these damages very easily, especially in clutch situations. It's all kind of coaching points that could have remedied everything that happened yesterday. First of all, if you're getting close to the 50-yard line, what do quarterbacks do? It's not just Tom Brady. They're going to try and get you with the dagger. They're going to go deep right away because it's an easy no-brainer. You won't lose much field position if you don't complete the pass. So just line up deeper and stop being in limbo. When you're out there as a cornerback position, I get it. Sometimes you're afraid. You don't know if you don't want to get eaten alive by the short route or if you want to make a quick kill by going deep. Those are the two things you have to worry about. If you're in limbo, your best guess, play deep first. It's the top priority. I tell the kids in camp, don't get beat by the quick six. I mean, make it last, right? Mm-hmm. Make it last. If you're going to get beat by the quick six, it's over.
Think about this. Howell only completed 11 passes. They didn't ask him to throw like 17-yard outs or digs. They were short crossing routes and deep balls.
That's it.
And the deep ball for an inexperienced quarterback
is the easiest out. It's
the easiest out. Because you're just launching and hoping.
And hoping.
So credit Scott Turner, offensive coordinator for Washington. You know, because you had on McLaurin's, the first NFL pass of Sam Howell's career that goes for a touchdown. What happened on that? Got him isolated on a linebacker.
How could you get him on a linebacker? Mm-hmm. The safeties were back there. Nobody helped. They didn't want him covering that guy in man. There was no way.
It's a lot of holes to pass.
And I thought it was zone, and I went back and looked at it, and no, everybody was matched up on however many receivers they had out there.
And the safeties felt pressured because probably the backup defensive backs that they were trying to help cover, they had their own problems with them. We can't worry about a linebacker. You already got two receivers in the end zone that we have to cover.
Yeah.
And here comes the third. So that's by design.
So you got McLaurin on Mullen for the 52-yarder.
Right.
And it was Jahan Dotson on Tyler Coyle on that one.
Let's just be real. That was a hell of a pass.
And it was.
That was a hell of a pass.
Yeah. Because that was the one that hit him in stride, right?
Yes, on the sideline.
Washington is hoping they just discovered their quarterback for the near future.
Well, all I know, he was 11 of 19 for 169 yards. So it's a good
first. With what the situation they have at quarterback?
Yes.
That's someone that they can work with.
Look at, right?
Well, I mean, let's be real. I mean, our defense was on the field so often.
And they hung in there.
They had so many negative plays for our defense. I mean, that's enough to help you win a ball game. But when your offense isn't contributing, then you're out there three and outs, three and outs, three and outs. And
say that 10 times.
What did this game remind you of?
Denver.
A season finale. Remember the season finale at Washington?
At Washington.
15 years ago?
Yes.
And that was the Cowboys had clinched home the first round by the number one seed. Mm-hmm. But Tony Romo did start that game.
Oh, the 13-3 season.
The 13-3 season in 2007, 15 years ago. That was one of the worst performances in the history of this franchise.
And
Washington actually made the playoffs that year, mm-hmm. Okay, but it was a 27-6 Washington win. This was 26-6. Cowboys had the first round bye the next week, and then to your point, then they lost to the Giants.
Yeah.
Why does this stuff always happen at Washington?
That's what happens with the rivalry.
You know,
it's a rivalry.
But those people don't know anything about the rivalry. You think Sam Howell knows that this used to be a bitter rivalry? No. And they were without their top two running backs, too, by the way, and three offensive linemen.
They're running back.
Well, that's why our D-line kind of destroyed their offense.
Yeah, because they had the sacks. They had the pressures.
We had the tackles for losses.
And if you think about it, thanks to Sly missing two field goals and an extra point. Now
that was a funny, it was funny moment.
I'm going to tell you, the wind was weird.
Was it really the wind?
It was no, it wasn't that strong, but it was going across the field, and then it was swirling. Because I saw Maher make one from 60 in warmups, right? And then he misses an extra point. But that guy misses two ugly field goals. But
they tried to let us. They tried to keep us in the ball.
But if you take away the touchdown they scored on the drop punt and the interception return for a touchdown, the defense gave up 13 points.
Mm-hmm.
My score was 30-13. By the way,
how about that?
Mine was 35-something. 35-13.
Yeah. And mine was 19-10.
19-10.
Yeah, you were smart.
Well, we were all over it, right? But and, the defense did hang in there as big plays they gave up. It was 13 points.
Trayvon Diggs picked a click.
He shut him down.
He did. I think you win the pick to click.
I
know I did not win. I did not win the pick to click, Everson, because they retired Sonny Jurgensen's number 9. I went with Kavante Turpin as my pick to click. Also in honor of TCU.
I expected to get a phone call from him saying when they saw he was questionable with an illness, which is another thing that affected too. Because Connor McGovern said he lost 9 pounds on Friday and Saturday because he couldn't keep anything down. Mm. He was that sick. And he played through it because I'm sure he wasn't 100%.
What was your pick to click?
Didn't matter.
Yeah, I don't think
it didn't matter.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize you were about to say something else.
and Turpin was sick. He didn't practice Friday or Saturday. Mm. Same thing.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure they had sick people on their team as well.
Yeah. Well, they had 10 missing.
See? There you go.
So
are we done talking about Washington?
No.
If you want to be.
I want to bitch some more.
All right.
Beat that drum.
Okay. We'll do that more of that when we come back here on Mix Shots.
We got nothing else to do.
The Medal of Honor is our country's highest military award for valor in combat. More than 40 million individuals have served in the armed forces since the Civil War. Fewer than 4,000 have received the Medal of Honor. The National Medal of Honor Museum will be a place to preserve these legacies and inspire America. It's being built right next door to the Dallas Cowboys in Texas. Help us honor our country's greatest heroes. Learn more and get involved at mohmuseum.org.
We paid how much for those lessons?
Shh, she's doing great.
Oh yeah, totally. Can you pass me a Pepsi Zero Sugar? Great job, honey! Oh. Oh, look at that. That's not the end.
No way. Now it's time for the encore.
You know what? You're right. 5 times? Not enough times.
For everyone who traded in rock concerts for their kids' recitals, you've compromised enough. Pepsi Zero Sugar. That's what I like.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. You hear that? I'm a torrential downpour. Torrential? What's that even mean? It means you can't see out of your windshield. And if you have the wrong car insurance, you might have to make it rain to fix your bumper. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
What do you call a group of grown men and women with their faces painted silver and blue who get together every week to share a 3-hour-long ritual of jumping, singing, and toasting Miller Lite and 10-gallon hats while yelling, "How about them cowboys?" You call it Miller Time in Dallas. Here's to the cowboys. Here's to the original light beer. It's Miller Time. Celebrate responsibly. 2021 Miller Brewing Company, Fort Worth, Texas.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to Mick Shots.
Okay, Bo Ramos Roofing and Waterproofing, proud partner of the Dallas Cowboys, from corporate homes to your home. Have your roof checked by choice, not by chance. Call now, 214-225-4860. That's kpostcompany.com.
Mickey, I'm trying to figure out, what color is that shirt you're wearing today?
I don't know.
It's hard to tell.
Got a little red in it.
I couldn't
blue,
tell. It has a little lines. Purple tinge to it, though, to
purple?
Me. Yeah.
No, that's blue.
There's a purple tint to it, don't you think?
Yeah, it's got a flannel.
It is flannel. Yeah.
You've been flannel. That's your second flannel.
It's cold in the morning.
Oh, is that what it is? Well, you got pullovers like these. I wore my pullover.
Well, I
got to
wear something different.
Okay, all right.
Outside of ties and dress shirts, I have no purple in my wardrobe because I was going to wear some purple today for the TCU Horned Frogs, and I couldn't find any without dressing up. I wasn't going to dress up.
In his case, though, you know, as older guys in this building, we want to look a little bit athletic, you know, like you have your athletic, you know, that gives more of a grandfather look. You know,
the flannel.
Wait till I come in.
You know, like he just came in from digging up cabbage or something.
Wait till I come in with my overalls on.
Yeah, he's been out in the garden.
He's got an overall underwear look to it, you know.
I'll have to come in with my overalls. My yard work.
All right, so just a little tease here. I've got a prediction on the national championship game you want to stick around for at the end of the show.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I did on the way in?
Got gas.
I got gas.
And I'm sure he was
he's a full
totally,
tank.
Totally empty.
He got a full tank.
You think it's going to be a high score? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, is that what you're saying?
No, actually, it was one of those gas pumps that's very slow, and I can't wait this thing out.
No,
so
the,
I did
the whole place. They need a fill up. The whole thing. The truck needs to come in.
All right, Mickey is perusing his legal pad over there.
I haven't got past the first quarter. Jeez. How many bad things can happen in one game that are just weird?
That was weird. Even the first quarter, just the first quarter alone, and that all just kind of continued.
So the Cowboys ended up with 182 total yards.
Wow.
And I was wondering, when's the last time they had less?
Mm-hmm.
2020, October 25th, Washington, they had 142.
DiNucci?
Two games.
That was the DiNucci game.
Two games after
Dak got hurt.
Remember,
and there was a quarterback
carousel.
It was DiNucci.
Dalton played some game.
Maybe it was.
I think DiNucci.
And then DiNucci came in after Dalton got knocked out.
Right, right.
Yeah.
They ended up with 142 yards.
God, that was a horrible season.
So I was wondering how many times the Cowboys had less than 182 yards in a game.
Yeah.
Oh, there must have been 20 of them going all the way back to, you know, the beginning of man. Yeah.
Okay.
There was a whole bunch. I was thinking, okay, this is going to be a rarity.
This was Dak's lowest completion percentage in his career?
It was his total yardage in his career.
Total yardage, not percentage. Was it also percentage?
His rating, it was his lowest.
Not his rating.
Yeah. Percentage. But his rating was the lowest ever. It was 45.8. He had a 45.7 his rookie year against the Giants.
Mm. I remember that game. God, that was a tough game.
That game against Washington, Dalton did start. His rating was 36.1 in that game. 9 out of 19 for 75 yards, and DiNucci came in. It was actually 2 out of 3 for 39 yards. But remember, he was sacked three times, and he was running for his life.
This is one of the best defensive lines we will ever meet.
Yeah, but they had two guys missing.
I know, but the
system
itself is.
They played John Ridgeway, who had four tackles before he got hurt.
I think that pisses you off right there.
They lost him.
Actually, they had one guy missing because they had Payne and they had Sweat and they had Chase Young. They're starting front four. Jonathan Allen was all
there
missing.
That's all you need. Those three guys are amazing, and we know they are all first round draft picks, right?
Mm-hmm.
You take away one guy, and all of a sudden they're not worth the crap? No. We knew this was going to be a tough defensive line to go against.
Well, when the Cowboys, the first time around, they scored 25 points against Washington, if I remember correctly. I would have to double check myself, but I think that's right.
25-10.
Yeah, 25-10. So
they something about home
total
field.
31 points.
Something about
against
home
them.
Field. You got the natural grass. It's not on our turf. The confines are not nearly as friendly.
Just yeah, what do you make of that about not being on our turf? Jason Garrett was talking about it on the pregame show that he thinks one of the problems that the Cowboys have in generating a pass rush is on grass fields on the road, and looking at the Cowboys' record in road games playing on grass fields.
Oh, grass fields.
That,
well,
that they can't generate
five,
as much.
Four of the five losses are on the road.
Mm-hmm. And where are we going next week?
On the road.
On the road again.
And where are we going the following week?
On the road.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to Philadelphia.
But at least it'll be on turf.
What are the chances, like, the Giants beat Minnesota?
There's a good chance.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, sure.
A good chance. No doubt about it.
You think Seattle can mess around with San Francisco?
No.
Nope.
No.
No way.
No.
Not going to happen.
That's not happening. Okay. San Francisco wins. I can see the Giants beating the Vikings.
So then if that happens and the Cowboys win, then Philadelphia gets the Giants, right? Sixth seed.
Mm-hmm.
And the Cowboys would get
San
Francisco.
And
have to play
now the Giants,
another coast on a short
on grass.
Week. And a short week.
Giants just played at Minnesota on Christmas Eve and lost 27-24.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that.
And who knows about who knows about the Cowboys? Who knows about any of this stuff?
You know, as I was looking at that game, I wasn't nearly as disheartened as some of the other strange games that we've had, because this seems to be what we do. We put ourselves in this position. And all of a sudden, we have to prove ourselves.
Right.
It seems to be.
They test their resilience.
There you go. Right there.
Their motto. Resilience.
Right. Yeah, we bring it on. And
yeah.
We bring it on ourselves. Resilience.
Well, and think about it. You know, at halftime, it was 13-6.
Yeah.
And you're thinking, well, okay.
I knew we were just going to come back and just walk them down. Right? And
just like
this game.
Just like the last six games.
Like the Texans game. Like the Texans game especially.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, we'll be okay. Plenty of time left in this game.
And they start the second half with a three and out. Right?
Got before you go on, here's what I would have done. After we made that drive at the end of the half, I would have sat everybody down. I really wouldn't have tried to finish that game.
Because
It was 19-0, I think.
They were 16-0 at that time, and then they made it 19-0.
Right.
Because that's why
nine.
Because Aaron Andrews asked McCarthy at halftime, it was 16-0, and we're going to monitor.
I definitely would have sat most of my offense. I just would have. I wouldn't have even. That was a good note. A nice drive. Everything worked as planned. He had some hustle plays. Dak, I thought he was going to get hurt diving for the first down.
Okay, so then what you're getting at, what is the mindset in that locker room right now after laying that egg yesterday?
To me, if you would have sat them down after you made that drive, it would have been a lot more positive than how you failed miserably after that.
Let me tell you how they failed.
Go ahead. There you go. Cue you in.
They stopped Washington. Three and out, third and one. They drop Williams for -2. So now you get the ball at the 23. Zeke has a nice run, and Schultz gets called for holding, and then it's three and out. They stop Washington the next time, three and out. The Cowboys go three and out. Washington ends up punting three and out. Dallas gets the ball back, unfortunately, at the 14. And
after a holding call on special teams.
No, that was he got tackled. And the Cowboys go three and out.
See, this is how you don't generate positivity in that locker room going into this week. Dak Prescott does not have his legal pad out and telling his teammates that.
Three and out.
Doing exactly what
three
Mickey's doing right now. See, this is what we did yesterday.
Everybody squirming.
I guarantee you,
three and out.
Dak, not when he got off the plane last night, but when he got on the plane last night, he was already spinning this thing positive for the current week.
Falling on the sword, which he should, because mm-hmm. he played like crap. Yeah.
That's one of the great attributes of Dak Prescott as a leader is no matter how bad it looks, he will have a positive frame of mind
heading into work the next day.
And
it's
a contagious.
They always come back and do well.
That's right.
I mean, we joke about it, but that is his formula. Not just his, but that's his entire team's formula. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys. I don't know what the hell just happened, but we screwed up. Mm-hmm. We're not going to screw up like that this week. I won't say it's not going to happen again, because of course it does. But we're not.
But is it still the elephant in the room that how bad you played? Is it still the kind of like the elephant in the locker room?
The
how do you get past
in
that?
The room is just like Spags always said. You got to know who you are. We are who we are. Mm-hmm. We create this for ourselves, and we seem to come out of it. And with this team, it seems like when we are at our worst, here we come, we right the wrong. It seems like the coaches, okay, guys, let's get serious now. I mean, but they're always there, but it just seems as if internally they do not feel like this can happen 2 weeks in a row, and they've never really let it happen 2 weeks in a row this year.
Mm. So?
So we're coming out balling.
So they're coming out, right?
We're coming out balling.
You ready to make your picks for next Monday?
Yeah, right. You know what? And even at 23-6, it was like there was 14-19 left.
You didn't think they were coming back.
They drove. They drove to the Washington 46-yard line.
Well, that's a great drive there. Made it all the way to their 46-yard line. Which, by the way, was just Everson. By the way, was just the second time in the entire game that they got past the 50-yard line.
Two first downs in one possession. They only had two first downs in the first half.
So we're on a roll now.
They're rolling.
Yeah,
right?
We're rolling.
And it's fourth and one, and they run the quarterback sneak.
Which was a horrible spot.
Terrible, right?
Horrible spot.
The guy came in and put his foot down on the edge of the first down marker.
They have no
idea
what
they did. And then he spotted the ball six inches back.
Yes, he did.
How does that happen?
Left foot, right foot. Left foot, right foot. Madden always said it. Left foot, right. He went on the right foot instead of going on the left foot, that's how it happens.
Which, by the way, also, did you see after Turpin's muff punt,
McCarthy was chewing on the guy, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Because they could have called fair catch interference, because you can bobble the ball when you call a fair catch. As long as it doesn't hit the ground, you still have the right to catch the ball.
But I think they were correct. And here's my thing.
Because it bounced into the guy's hands.
Was it Pereira? Pereira was in the booth. And that's what he said. You do get the benefit of that.
But
unless it bounces off your face mask into the face mask of the other player.
He had no choice but to grab it, right?
Oh, damn. I got the ball.
Because they both had it when he went to the ground.
That's right.
Hey, but here's the thing.
What's that player supposed to do? The ball goes right in his head.
Bat it down.
I don't want to interfere with you. Here you go.
Here's what I like. First of all, McCarthy was on it.
Yeah, I was impressed.
That's coaching.
Fossil's all over that.
Okay.
Fossil knows every special team's rule in the book, sideways.
Coach had his back, and they were on it. I did like that.
Yeah.
And I tell you what. Another part of that game that I really did enjoy, didn't turn out to be anything, but those two deep passes in one series, I mean, really, just back-to-back deep passes, I'm like, whoa, this is different.
And the one he almost had.
Man,
right?
The two,
two of them, right?
I mean, my son said this, why can't we just go for making the great play? I mean, like Noah Brown, I mean, dude, he could have caught that. That was a hell of a pass. And he decides to catch it like this for some reason. If you keep running, I don't know. When I track the ball, you got to know when you can catch it like this and then when you can catch it with this. And I thought he had an opportunity to catch it if he would have just kept running.
He stopped and jumped. I said the same thing. And then the other thing was the one to Hilton. You know, if he was another inch taller,
had that one as well. I mean, his jump, he got up there. You know, we can't be allergic to great plays.
I mean, it was like the play he made before the Tennessee game, right? They gave him momentum.
Well, I still love one of his best catches was the Texans game on the 98-yard drive.
Yeah, that's right.
So as far as I'm concerned, you saw great plays being made all day yesterday. We need to make those. I mean, we made it on 3rd and 30 in our stadium. We need to do that on the road. That's when you need those kind of catches.
All right. We have time left here to do whatever Mickey wants to do off his legal pad, plus make a national championship game pick when we come back on Mixed Shots.
We paid how much for those lessons?
Shh. She's doing great.
Oh, yeah, totally. Can you pass me a Pepsi Zero Sugar?
Great job, honey!
Oh. Well, look at that. That's not the end.
No way. Now it's time for the encore.
You know what? You're right. 5 times? Not enough times.
For everyone who traded in rock concerts for their kids' recitals, you've compromised enough. Pepsi Zero Sugar. That's what I like.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. You hear that? I'm a torrential downpour. Torrential? What's that even mean? It means you can't see out of your windshield. And if you have the wrong car insurance, you might have to make it rain to fix your bumper. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
The Medal of Honor is our country's highest military award for valor in combat. More than 40 million individuals have served in the armed forces since the Civil War. Fewer than 4,000 have received the Medal of Honor. The National Medal of Honor Museum will be a place to preserve these legacies and inspire America. It's being built right next door to the Dallas Cowboys in Texas. Help us honor our country's greatest heroes. Learn more and get involved at mohmuseum.org.
The season is finally here. For months, we've been gearing up to win. Now it's time for the team that performs on any field, United Ag and Turf. With John Deere zero turns for mowing, compact tractors for loading, mini excavators for digging, Gator utility vehicles for hauling, implements for grading, hay tools for baling, United Ag and Turf for winning. The official Ag and Turf equipment supplier of the Dallas Cowboys. Visit UnitedAgandTurf.com for more.
Back to Mixed Shots.
It's playoff week, and the boys, boy, they need you, Cowboys Nation. Show your team pride and support this postseason with the best gear in the league. Head to the nearest pro shop or log on to shop.dallascowboys.com, a Fanatics experience, and let's get rowdy.
Okay, here we go. We got 3 minutes left.
By God.
So how do you want to spend this 3 minutes, Mickey?
I know you want to pick TCU.
I'm not saying who I'm picking yet.
Oh.
We got a national championship game, Georgia, that is now less than 6 hours away. It is a 6:30 kickoff tonight.
6:30. That's
at
weird.
At SoFi Stadium.
Why 6:30?
I have no idea.
So they can finish by
So that's 4:30.
The 10 o'clock news starts?
I guess it's for the East Coast. So that
I think they're just tired of college.
Well, it sure is not for the West Coast.
That's 4:30 out west. Yep.
Hmm.
And it's a bad rainy day apparently in Southern California.
No way, it's still rainy.
It's bad out there, bro.
Yeah, of course they got a roof on the stadium, but for those who are going to the stadium, they got to have their umbrellas.
My buddy that lives out in Oxnard, I said, "So's the ocean come on to you yet?" And he goes, "No, but the streets are flooded."
Mm. How amazing is it that TCU is playing in the national championship game tonight? So who are you pulling for?
Just as amazing as Tulane beating Southern Cal at the Cotton Bowl, right?
We didn't get to talk much about that game, did we?
No.
That was a hell of a game.
Will that Southern Cal coach be coaching at Southern Cal next year this year?
That Southern Cal coach?
That Southern Cal coach.
who would that Southern Cal coach?
There is. No, seriously.
With that quarterback?
There are There
He's
is
mad at both of them.
There is
He's
one. No, there is one opening that just became open today in Arizona, with a quarterback who played for that Southern Cal coach in college. Okay? Do you think that Southern Cal coach, who, by the way, his brother is that offensive coordinator for the TCU Horned Frogs tonight,
that
Garrett,
coach
Garrett Riley.
Just got there.
He did.
Come on. He just got there. Where are we going? Is he going to take that quarterback with him there as well?
Well, there's also rumors about the Rams.
Going
to
take
Sean McVay doesn't even have to move out of his mansion, his Southern California mansion, if that job comes open.
Ain't leaving that house.
Yeah. So what do you think of that now? Or he could get Kingsbury's house in Arizona. You've seen that one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So many vacant houses. Mm-hmm. I heard there's a vacant house next to Devontae Adams as well.
What do you mean?
His quarterback.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're moving on there.
Their neighbors.
Yep.
He's going to Carolina.
Okay, so who do you like in the game tonight?
Oh, I just pick who I want to win.
Me too.
TCU.
Missouri's not in it.
TCU.
Nor Grambling.
Nor Oklahoma.
Missouri's in it because they came the closest to
now,
beating
Georgia.
Now,
see, that does not be, he just wanted to bring that up to you while you were here. He was talking that crap before we even came on the air.
Hey,
What makes you how does that have anything to do with you guys? Missouri has nothing to do with that.
They came with it.
That's like saying Grambling has
Georgia.
Something to do with it because we have similar school colors.
His school got beat by 30, all right?
Yeah, they knocked out the quarterback.
Yeah.
And we didn't have a backup quarterback.
Well, that's part of the game.
Which was proven the next week against Texas.
I got to go with TCU.
You're going with TCU?
I have to. I mean, I love those guys.
Me too.
You know what? That quarterback for TCU, Max Duggan, it's going to be very interesting. He's already declared for the draft. It's going to be very interesting how high he is drafted. And how well he plays against this Georgia defense could go a long way to determine how high. Remember a guy named Baker Mayfield?
Mm-hmm.
He was the number one overall pick, and one of the reasons he became the number one overall pick was how he played against a great Georgia defense in a Rose Bowl where they put up half 100 points.
That's right.
So does TCU put up half 100 points against this Georgia defense?
They do not.
Like they did against Michigan last week?
They had
two pick sixes last week.
They do not.
They're going to put up 40.
They're going to put up 40.
I don't know if that's going to be enough.
So how many is Georgia putting up?
Georgia can score.
Okay.
Except if they play
they
Missouri.
Got athletes. They have athletes on that defense.
As I said, I filled up my tank on the way in.
Oh,
and so here it is.
He's got 50 to 45.
And you're not driving a Prius, are you?
Well, again, it was a slow pumping pump, okay? The gas was not
tested
flowing.
Your patience.
Yeah, I was like, okay, I got to make it on time for this little podcast I'm doing, so I had to abbreviate my fill-up. And this is the number I came at. Okay, the first number should be the Georgia score, right?
If you're picking Georgia.
The second, no. The second, because they're the higher seeded team.
Okay.
So the first number is Georgia. The second number is TCU. Here is your final score, if you can see it on my, if we get it.
And for those that aren't watching, it is 52 to 48.
50, my amount was $48.52. So there it is, your final score. The Georgia Bulldogs, 48. The TCU Horned Frogs, 52. The Horned Frogs are national champions. You heard it here first.
Where do you get your gas? That's like $3 a gallon.
It was. It was $2.89 a gallon. That's right.
That's not bad.
Well, last time
they've gone up.
No, he just got the big tank.
$2.50.
It's still the same amount of $2.89 a gallon, no matter how big your tank is.
I thought he looked at the price.
He did the math. 16.7 gallons
I paid $2.50.
Bill, I thought you were
going
to say 48 to 16.
Yeah.
Walmart.
Sam's.
Yeah, same thing.
So there it is, 52-48. Your final score.
All right, I got you down.
Okay, got
I thought you were going to say 48 to 16.
Why is that? Because it's 16 gallons?
Yes.
Oh. Well, okay, that's the other option. Or it's either TCU wins 52 to 48 or Georgia wins 48 to 16.
There you go.
That's probably more likely.
Time to go.
All right, here we go. We'll have a wrap-up tomorrow, and we're going to look ahead to Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers tomorrow on the next edition of Mix Shots.
Go Cowboys.
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys?